Welcome to Food Fight, the food podcast where we debate food topics despite having no real culinary knowledge, yet we still defend our uneducated opinions to the death. I'm your host, Kirk Pinchon.
I'm your other host, Lindsay Gentile.
And each week we take one single food theme and dissect it, discuss it, and debate it within an inch of its life. We offer no answers nor solutions to these food dilemmas, only more chaos. Let's get into not one, but two emails.
Yay!
Because we're popular?
Let's see what they say.
All right. This is from Danny Fun Buns, and this is regarding the final Death Row Meal episode that I did with Theo a few weeks back.
Okay.
Hey, Kirk, always love a Theo episode. Now, Food Fight may have popped my podcast cherry, but food isn't my topic of choice. When it comes to casts, true crime is my jam. Eileen Warnos was born and raised for a bit in Rochester, Michigan, about 30 miles from where I'm from. She had black coffee, and it was to protest the abuses people receive in prison. So, backstory, because you were on the pod, Theo gave a list of like true crazy last death row meals, and we had agreed, without any knowledge of the person, that the most baller one was this woman, Eileen Warnos, who was just like, give me black coffee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And we were like, holy shit, we don't know this woman, but we give her the win because there's nothing just more hardcore like, yeah, I'll take something, but fuck you. Just give me some black coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. And we thought that that was real baller. And I'm glad to see that it was about the protest for the abuse people receive in prison. So we're glad we gave her the win. I'll tell you who got the loss, Linz.
Yes.
Shocking, from Texas. There was a guy who ordered a shit ton of food and then said, not going to eat it. And then all of Texas is like, well, then fuck it. You don't get last meals. You just get what we get in from the cafeteria.
Wow.
Because that one guy was like, I want steak and burgers and fries and three different kinds of ice cream and three different kinds of soda and a bunch of root beer and some potato chips. And they all brought it. And he's like, nope, not eating it. Ha ha.
It really is such a weird, barbaric thing. Just the idea of a last meal. Like,
oh, yeah.
How do you even enjoy your last meal when you know you're going to die?
I guess slowly?
It's weird.
It is very weird. But kudos for the black coffee. So, Danny, thank you for the info. Second email from Amy. Subject, you're so right.
Oh.
Oh, well. So rare to have that in email or verbal form. I just finished listening to the pretzel episode, and you and Lindsay are so right. It never is about the pretzels for me either. I haven't ever stopped to assess my relationship with pretzels, but it turns out I really don't care.
Great.
Yes, thank you. I love that we bond over our lack of interest in pretzels. Amy goes on, that said, I have an actual recommendation that is also not about the pretzels themselves. During the holidays, Trader Joe has these butter toffee pretzels that are the bomb. They totally nail the salty sweet combo that I love. I'm actually grateful that they're not a year-round product. That's how irresistible they are, because of the coating, not because of the pretzels themselves.
Right. It's never about the pretzels itself.
Yes, no one's buying butter toffee pretzels going, oh, the pretzels. Oh, my God, the butter toffee has pretzels. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Amy goes on to say, I totally agree with Lindsay that the honey mustard pieces are where it's at.
They're so good.
And I think it's because the pieces somehow end up holding more delicious honey mustard coating. It sticks better to the broken ends than it does the shiny pretzel exterior.
Yeah, the honey, the mustard and honey mustard pretzels that aren't the pieces are not good. The pieces are good.
I think I'm going to have to try these.
They're so, and they have different flavors and they're all really good, but the honey mustard is special.
Are we saying these are Trader Joe's?
No, they're at like the gas station.
Oh, so we don't even really know the name. They're just like gas station pretzels that
you're
like
had. Snyder's or
I'm going to take a gander and I'm going to try the honey mustard, even though there's different. So I'll come back and report that.
The pieces,
not pretzels, pieces.
Yes.
Pretzels blow chunks. Pieces are delightful.
Yes, exactly.
Very nice to hear. Well, thank you, Amy. If anyone else wants to email us with any sort of message, foodfightthepod@gmail.com, and we'll read it on the air. Poll time. Last week, we did our whiskey episode. Loads of fun.
Yes.
I hear I was a delight.
You were a delight.
I have to, my kids say I have to keep drinking now. I have to maintain a steady buzz. But I asked, which is better to sip, bourbon or scotch?
And I voted bourbon won. I voted bourbon.
Bourbon fucking smoked scotch. It was 73% to 27%.
Yeah.
Which I'm shocked because I thought, I honestly thought scotch was the go-to sipping and bourbon was the go-to like drink making.
No, I think bourbon's more popular.
Maybe that is. But you can check out our food polls every week on our Instagram page, the Food Fight Pod. We're also going to have photos from Bianca's dishes she made with chickpeas, as well as candids from the whiskey episode. But let's get into our main topic, which is Bianca influenced.
Oh, she
initiated this, whether she knows it or likes it or not. So a while back, we talked about potatoes. Do you want to guess how many episodes it was ago that we talked about potatoes?
20.
29.
All right. I wasn't too off, I guess.
Do you want to guess the month?
29 would be December?
Early February. Yes. That's where I said, no skinny, no Edie. I need my skins on my taters. Mm-hmm. And we talked about baked potatoes a little bit, but not too much. But looking at Bianca's recent food photos, which you will see, got me in the kind of baked potato mood. Because even though I said I don't like chickpeas, the way she made her chickpeas and the potato looked really good.
Remind me what was in this potato, because I saw the picture, but do you know the ingredients?
It was topped with roasted chickpeas, I believe.
That's such a good idea. She's so brilliant. She's really brilliant.
What are we doing?
Nothing. Like,
nothing.
You're looking at it.
I mean, we're just a bunch of donkey dicks, barely functional. And here Bianca's making cupcake things and making meals. It's a baked potato with chickpeas, hummus on the side, and then a cucumber salad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We suck. We're doing nothing. But that did get me in the baked potato mood. So our topic today is we're going to dive into some baked potato action.
Love it.
Now, it got me thinking. I was like, should I eat more baked potatoes? Because we don't. Unless Lily's like, I want a baked potato because she loves baked potatoes. We don't really make them at home. We do other potatoes or other carbs or starches.
Same. I don't either, but they are really good.
Yeah. A baked potato, especially like I'm learning like I should just have a baked potato with toppings and that be done with it. That's my dinner. That's my meal.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, like you get a whole big potato. We'll talk about toppings later, where you put a baked potato on, throw a bunch of toppings in it. So you get your protein, you get your sauce, and you get
what
your veg.
What protein are you putting on there?
Why don't you take a fucking guess about what protein I'm putting on?
You're going to just eat bacon for dinner?
Chicken.
Ugh, you disgust me.
Bacon is delightful. Maybe bacon and chicken, but chicken.
You are just disgusting.
But a delightful chicken. A delightful chicken on the baked potato.
Sure, Kurt.
God damn it. But as I was trying to say, like growing up for me, baked potato was a huge part of like my meals, both in restaurants at home. Not that I ever necessarily asked for them. They were just there. And now I never eat them.
How'd you cook them at home?
Well, my mom would just make she would do the classic baked potato in the tin foil, push it in, throw some butter on it, maybe some bacon, maybe some sour cream, And that was what you ate with your steak or your chicken, whatever protein you had for that night. And that was your one of your sides.
Right. My mom would stab holes in it and put it in the microwave. Bum, bum, bum.
And you'd be like, I guess this is what I'm eating.
Yeah. I mean, whatever works. I never made a baked potato in an actual oven because I grew up with the mom who put them in the microwave.
So even as an adult, if you were to bake a potato, you're just going to nuke it.
Yep.
Wow. And you know what?
If I were having people over for dinner, I would look up a recipe and do it that way. But if I were eating it myself, yes.
And honestly, you put it in the microwave, it's going to be fine.
Sure, you're putting a bunch of shit on top of it anyway.
Exactly. It's hard to fuck up a baked potato. You really have to try to fuck that shit up.
You're right.
You really have to try. I'm going to tell a baked potato story.
Whoa.
This is kind of weird. I think I've touched on it, but never actually admitted to it. Not admitted, talked about it. So I once, when I was 16, living in Cleveland, Ohio, I once went to a prom in Muncie, Indiana, with a girl that I met in Paris, France.
Wow.
Yes. It was one of those things where I was on a school tour for France. That Muncie, Indiana school was on a tour from France, and you kind of go to the same things. You stay in the same hotels. And I kind of hooked up with a girl there.
So how far are those towns?
You have to fly. You can't drive there.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, so Cleveland is upper northeast Ohio. Like, it's the uppermost you can get in Ohio. It's like 20 minutes away from Pennsylvania. So you got to go through all of Ohio, which is huge, and down to like the middle of Indiana.
Wow.
So this girl I kind of like hooked up with in Paris, you know, hooked up. I'm 16, just like a lot of making out. And that was
right.
So she didn't ask me to go. Another girl from that trip asked me to go.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, and we were like friendly and like friends and we exchanged phone numbers and all that. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't think I should go because, you know, I'll call her Jenny. You know, I was kind of with Jenny in Paris and that might be really weird. And we'll call Beth, who this girl, Beth goes, well, she has a boyfriend. She was cheating on him the whole time you were in Paris.
Whoa.
And so I said, fuck yeah, I'm going to Muncie for this prom.
Oh, wait. I have some logistical questions.
Sure.
Where did you stay?
I stayed with a guy who I also became friends with. I mean, for that week and a half, we became really tight.
And so you stayed with a guy.
I stayed with the guy. I went to prom with Beth, who I didn't hook up with in Paris. I hooked up with Jenny, who had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I got to Muncie, Indiana, and the rumor was she was fucking pissed and that she at prom was going to walk up to me and slap my face.
Whoa.
But it didn't happen.
But you saw her there.
Oh, yeah. And she did something worse. She iced me. She completely ignored me. She looked her hottest and ignored me.
Was the boyfriend there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, when I heard that, I was like, yes, let's do it. That's why I came to Muncie. I came for the drama. Have her slap my face. Let's get into a fight. Let's do it.
Wow.
Never happened. So very long story, but I bring that up because at prom, you have a prom dinner and we went to like the nice steakhouse in Muncie, Indiana. And the guy that I was staying with, kind of just a good old boy, like jock, good old boy, nice dude. We're all given our orders of steak and chicken and whatever we're ordering. And the waitress goes to him and she goes, well, what can I get you for your dinner? And he thinks a long time and he goes, I'll have a baked potato. And there's another pause and the waitress goes, do you want anything else with that? And he thinks a minute and he goes, some butter?
Wow.
That was his prom meal, a baked potato with butter.
So you want to be that now?
This many years later,
you want to eat it as a meal.
I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm trying to zhuzh up that baked potato because I would have done more as a meal.
Wow. I can't believe you remember that much about your prom.
Well, it was, I mean, I was in Muncie, Indiana. And I've never been there since. I've never talked to those people since.
Right. Wow.
Those people might have completely forgotten about me. Maybe they're listening now and they might be like, what the fuck? But I doubt it.
That's amazing.
Yes. So that, but just the fact that the guy for his prom meal was
like at this nice steakhouse.
A nice steakhouse. You can get steak or fish or you can get a pasta. He's just like, I have a baked potato.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But let me get into some questions here. You're a fitness person. You're an instructor. Sure. Do you recommend potatoes as like, I always associate too as like kind of a bodybuilder thing of like, that's how I get my carb because it's a good carb maybe. I just associate bodybuilders eating like a big baked potato with like protein on it.
It is technically a good carb.
Is that because of the whole thing or just the skin?
It's just because it's not like a white flour starch.
Oh, I see. So you're like, hey, if you're going to like get your carbs, you might as well do it without any
with
white
a vegetable.
Flour. With a vegetable. Okay. So that's why they're pounding baked potatoes then.
Yeah. So rice is good. I wouldn't eat a ton of potato if I was trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. But if I was like bulking and wanted healthy carbs, I would do that.
But they're probably just eating it as is with their protein. There's no real zhuzhing. You can't zhuzh it that much.
No, you're having like that and broccoli and protein, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Woof. That's not how I want my baked potato to go.
No.
Because if I'm honest, to me, the thing about the baked potato is all about the skin. I want the skin. The skin's the best part, which is why I think I like potato skin so much.
So good.
So good. Lily just brought up at dinner. She's like, can I get potato skins? I've never had them. And I was like, you've never had potato skins?
Wow.
And I was like, we're going to go.
When we went to Buffalo and had like buffalo wings, like at the Buffalo place, they had buffalo potato skins.
Oh,
and they were like incredible.
Oh. That's so good. I mean, I was just fine with a regular old potato skin, but a buffalo, shit, that's really
holy
good.
Shit, right?
Goddamn. But to that point, are there more desirable potato options in your life than a baked potato?
Yeah, potato skin.
Besides, yeah, obviously, because we're smart, potato skins. But are you taking, all right, let's go down the list. Are fries better than a baked potato?
Yes.
Home fries.
Yes.
Hash browns.
Equal.
Interesting. Scalloped.
I'd rather have a baked potato.
Same. Lyonnaise. That's the one that's like cooked with the onions.
Oh, those are really good. I think I'd get those.
Roasted, just plain roasted potatoes, like fingerlings.
Really a baked potato with all the fixings on it is better than that.
Okay. I guess that's true because all of these are better than a regular baked potato. You need the fixings.
But the fixings on the baked potato make it more of like a bigger part of your meal, which is why I don't normally get them because they take up so much space in your stomach.
Yes, it becomes. And that's why to me, that becomes a meal. Like you're not going to eat a loaded potato as a side.
And that's what happened to your friend at prom. Like he was in the mood for a baked potato and knew that if he got that, he wouldn't have room for anything else.
That's 100% not why he did that. It's 100% that dude looked at the menu, freaked out that there's nothing there he wanted to eat, panicked, and got a baked potato.
Maybe he's a vegetarian now and he just didn't know.
I will say this. After prom, we did get drunk off of Southern Comfort. Ugh. I mean, I was 16. What did I know?
Gross. Gross.
He had Southern Comfort in a flask. He handed it to me. I drank it.
Did you guys get a hotel room or did you go back to his house?
There was a party. There was a party at their after party was at the school.
Wow.
So you like did prom.
And then you went to
changed and then came back and had like the party there.
Wow. That seems like a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Muncie, Indiana is pretty small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty small. What are your thoughts on a twice baked potato? I'm going to give you what exactly a twice baked potato is. Prepared using baked potatoes, the interior of the potato is scooped out after being first baked. Additional ingredients are added to the potato that is scooped out, and the mix is then placed back into the potato shell and baked again.
I'm into it.
I don't like twice baked potatoes.
Oh, I'm into it.
You know why?
And then there's some butter, some cheese.
Love that. Not the taste. Too mushy. It's becoming mashed potatoes in a shell, and I don't want that because I don't like mashed potatoes.
I'm okay with it. I'm into
it. You're okay with it. Would you take a twice baked potato over mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Ooh, wow. That is
because
a hot
you
take.
Get the skin.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Not all mashed potatoes have the skin.
Yeah, I agree. And as we've said, skin's the best part. No skinny, no eatie. I agree.
No skinny, no eatie.
Let's talk about this. We've kind of said if your baked potato ain't loaded, what's the point? But when does a baked potato turn into a loaded potato? Here we're going to go on a journey. Are you ready to go on a potato journey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to start slow. Because at some point it becomes a potato. It's a potato and then becomes a loaded potato. So just salt. Not a loaded potato, right?
No.
Salt and butter. Is that a loaded potato?
No.
Salt, butter, sour cream.
No.
Okay. Salt, butter, sour cream, chives.
This is where it turns.
This is where it turns. You are so fucking spot on. That is exactly right.
Like I want more to my loaded potato, but if this is where it turns.
That's the starter point. That's the starter level. Yeah. That's your base level for a baked potato.
Yeah.
Salt, butter, sour cream, chives, all four. Even though I don't like chives and I would move them, still fine. Those four things. So then it would be obviously the next step before you get real crazy. Salt, butter, sour cream, chives, bacon.
Yeah.
But the chives, once there's chives on
Once there's chives, we're headed to some serious territory.
Yes. And to me, once you go salt, butter, sour cream, chives, bacon. Once you have that combo, then it's all about the toppings and less about the potato.
Yes, I agree.
Because salt, butter, sour cream, chives, it's a loaded potato, but it's still a little potato forward. Once you put
bacon, it's over.
I mean, we're going to do a bacon episode and bacon is great. But who came up with the idea of like, let me throw some bacon on this potato, motherfucker? And it's so good.
It's so good.
It's one of the best combos ever. And I'm like, obviously bacon's good on everything, but damn, it's so good.
You know, and then Brussels sprouts took over from there.
You did. Oh, that's interesting. Brussels sprouts are kind of with bacon, the new baked potato. Yeah, where... I'm sure like you're like, hey, back in the day, there's bacon on this baked potato. Now it's like, hey, there's bacon on this Brussels sprout. But now you almost expect bacon on the Brussels sprout.
Right. You almost expect bacon on a loaded baked potato.
If there's not bacon on a loaded baked potato, then fuck this place.
Right.
Where I'm not there with Brussels sprouts yet, but there is a little like, you're not going to put any bacon on this Brussels sprout?
Yeah. I think Brussels sprouts stand alone a little bit more than a baked potato would. But if I got a loaded baked potato and there was no bacon, I would be very sad.
Exactly. You would be like, what the hell? You're not giving me bacon here. Also, if you are saying no bacon on your baked potato because A, maybe you don't like bacon, which is kooky talk, or you're like, I don't eat bacon for health reasons. Those I understand. But if you're like, nah, I don't want bacon on my baked potato, I'll be like, what are you doing? You're not baked potatoing right.
Well, they should have ordered it with butter, sour cream, and chives, not a loaded baked potato.
Yeah, they should have gone one less. This is very fascinating. There are levels to baked potato where certain things become a baked potato, certain things become a loaded baked potato.
100%.
God, we are just dissecting the fuck out of this. Let's dissect fake ass loaded potato chip flavors.
Ew.
Loaded baked potato chips. Why?
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 Well, what is it? Just bacon and like sour cream?
Isn't that just like a bacon cheddar chip?
That's like a bacon cheddar chip.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. Will you take, obviously, if you put cheese on it, that's a loaded potato. Mm-hmm. Are you, okay, sour cream, bacon, cheese. You're only allowed to have two on your baked potato. There's obviously salt and butter on it, chives if you want. But for some reason, sour cream, bacon, cheddar. One has to go to get it.
Ah, I know it's weird, but I'm going to get rid of the sour cream.
Oh, I'm getting rid of the cheddar.
I know it doesn't feel right, like consistency-wise, but the flavor I want, it's more important to me.
It feels wrong.
I know, but I just think I need that more.
Okay. It feels a little sacrilegious. Interesting how bacon wasn't even a consideration. That shit stinks.
No, I need that. But that needs to bind with something, and sour cream and bacon feels sad to me.
Oh, I'm good with sour cream and bacon. I'm going for the sour cream and bacon. I tell you, which is just bonkers, is someone going, yeah, get rid of the bacon. I'll do sour cream and cheese.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
That would be really strange. I'd be like, what are you doing? That ain't right. But loaded baked potato chips, not right. What about a loaded baked potato soup, which is a thing?
Ooh, I bet that's really good.
Maybe in the winter.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, yeah.
It's like ultimate comfort food, but like, yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah, okay, I think you're right. Loaded baked potato salad.
That's disgusting.
Exactly. Well, potato salad is disgusting. Have we talked about, are you a potato salad fan?
I like potato salad, but I don't think I want loaded baked. I don't want loaded.
That bacon. Flavor. You've taken something shitty and made it shittier in my mind. Okay. Loaded baked potato casserole. So it's a potato casserole, very common, but it's loaded baked potato flavor. I'm going to eat that.
I'm going to eat that. I want to try that.
It's like a, I'm going to guess it's like a heavier potato skin.
I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm really into that. I'm not saying this as a bit. I'm fully craving potato skins right now.
They're so good. I haven't had them in a really long time.
I don't even know the last time I've had them. I'm going to say maybe my 20s.
I think it was when I was in Buffalo.
Oh, but that makes sense because you're in that bar, you're in that vibe, you're going to get them.
They were magical. And that was probably like 2.5-3 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Lily was like at dinner. She's like, do we have a Fridays near us? I want to get potato skins. And I was like, first of all, shut up. Friday sucks. We're not going.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's none near us. Thirdly, we can get better potato skins at other places.
100%. Also, where is there a Fridays in LA?
I don't know.
I don't feel like we have them in any of our malls or anything.
We talked about it on the chain restaurant. We don't have that around us. We don't have Bennigan's. I've seen Red Robin.
Weird.
Those are the places for the potato skins.
Okay, there's one in Southgate.
Oh.
I'm just curious because I never thought about it.
Southgate.
There's one like in between Culver City and Inglewood.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And then there's one up near Santa Clarita, but there's none like in LA.
Proper.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, we can just, I can take her to a bar.
No, you could get a bet. You got to go somewhere better for that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but since she mentioned it and since we've been talking about it, I really want just a boat.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Boat. All right. We're going to play a little game. We're going to do the loaded baked potato elimination game.
Okay.
Before we start, I have a couple of things to mention, but I also want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Because I've seen this on the internet several times and I don't understand.
Okay.
People that are smart and matter to us, call it a loaded baked potato. But I've seen multiple websites call it a filled baked potato.
Mm.
And I'm like, who the fuck is like, yeah, I want a filled baked potato. It's
I've loaded. Never heard that before.
Never heard of it until I saw it on the internet doing this outline.
Weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't roll off the tongue in the same way.
No, and it doesn't have that same like excitement of like, yeah, I want a potato. I want a loaded baked potato. It's like filled. It's got things in it. Loaded is like I came to not fuck around.
Yeah, I came to party.
Yes. Now, you mentioned this 29 episodes ago.
Yes.
Was it the baked potato, the jazz club that had the baked potato bar?
Yes.
And we decided that it's still open?
It is open.
Okay, we still I gotta go. Fuck.
No, it's open.
And it was worth going.
Yeah, it's great. And the baked potatoes are ginormous.
Do you remember what you got?
Probably a bacon cheddar broccoli situation or something.
You know, part of me wants to go, you are a basic bitch, but part of me goes, God damn it, that's a classic.
And it was huge.
Great point. Here's the thing I just thought of. You can't take a baked potato home with you.
No.
You either finish it or you bow out.
I don't remember if we got two, but I remember being like, you can share one with like four people.
Yeah.
They were like huge. So if you went with your family or if you went with me or Kelly or whatever, we should get a few and trade them because you want to try different ones.
Yeah.
But they are huge.
Even trading them, I feel like we're still going to come out on the losing end and not finish them.
Yes, 100%.
That's the thing with a loaded baked potato. You either got to come in and be like, I'm here to finish it, or just know I'm going to eat maybe half and then the rest, take it away, because you cannot reheat a loaded baked potato. It's impossible. Right.
Can't do it.
But what do you think the best potato for a baked potato is? A loaded baked potato?
A russet.
That's correct. Do you know why?
Because they're big?
Because they're more starchy and they come out fluffy when baked, which is different from a waxy potato like a Yukon Gold, which are better for roasting or mashing.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. You know what? Another potato that is very good for a loaded baked potato that we don't talk too much about is a sweet potato.
I love sweet potatoes.
I love sweet baked potatoes too, but I don't want a loaded one, I don't think.
I only want butter on it.
No bacon.
No.
No chive.
Nope.
No cheese.
Nope.
No sour cream.
Nope. Just butter and salt.
I agree.
Salt and pepper would be nice. Yep.
I agree. Butter and salt, that's it. Anything else on it makes it weird.
No, because the sweet potato, it's about the taste of the sweet potato.
Agree. Whereas with the other russet potato, with the loaded potatoes, it's about the topping.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play our game. I have a big old motherfucking list. If you want to pop yours open.
Mm-hmm.
And we will flip a coin.
Okay.
See who goes first and see which loaded baked potato wins. All right. I'm going to flip the coin in the air. Here we go. Call it
heads.
It is heads. So you get to go first in that big old list. I have some that have some description on them just because we might need some description. But what's the one that you're taking out first?
I'm taking out lox, which is smoked salmon, chives, and cream cheese. That can literally go fuck itself.
That is a crime against your people.
That's disgusting.
Yep, that is wrong. Can't disagree with it. I am going to, let's just call these out real quick. So that was the lox one, but we also have Mexican chili, broccoli cheddar, ranch, Cuban baked potato, Mediterranean baked potato, barbecue baked potato, buffalo baked potato, pizza baked potato, poutine baked potato, sloppy joe stuffed baked potato, tuna and cheese baked potato, chicken pot pie baked potato, barbecued jackfruit stuffed baked potatoes, black bean taco stuffed sweet potato, sausage and pepper twice baked sweet potato, pesto chicken stuffed sweet potato, apple, cinnamon, and walnut stuffed sweet potato, fajita twice baked, barbecue tempeh sweet potato, spinach, and feta stuffed sweet potato. I went a little crazy, but what am I getting rid of? Apple, cinnamon, and walnut stuffed sweet potato. Like we just said.
Disgusting.
Just eat a sweet potato. It's fine.
I'm getting rid of ranch.
Lindsay, thank you.
We all hate ranch.
We all hate ranch. Fuck ranch and fuck it on a baked potato. I am getting rid of, because I hate them, sloppy joe stuffed baked potatoes.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Fucking
hate sloppy joes.
Hate. I'm getting rid of the Mediterranean baked potato, which is grilled red peppers, goat cheese, fresh basil, and red onion. That sounds disgusting.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight it. And I get why, but I'm not mad at it.
I'm not into it. Okay. I'm not into it.
I'm going to get rid of getting rid of the chili.
All right.
I like chili as its own. I don't like it on shit.
Okay. I'm down with that. I'm getting rid of this poutine baked potato. That can go die. That's brown gravy, caramelized onions, mozzarella cheese, and salt.
But isn't it just like poutine fries?
Yeah, but I don't want that.
Okay, that's fair. I don't want it. Here's where we're at. We've got Mexican, broccoli cheddar, Cuban baked, barbecue baked, buffalo baked, pizza baked, tuna and cheese, chicken pot pie, barbecue jackfruit, black bean taco sweet potatoes, sausage and pepper twice baked sweet potatoes, pesto chicken stuffed sweet potatoes, fajita twice baked potatoes, barbecue tempeh stuffed sweet potatoes, spinach and feta stuffed sweet potatoes. Let's just get it done and get rid of barbecue jackfruit stuffed baked potatoes.
And I'm going to get it done with tuna and cheese. That's disgusting.
Okay. I can't believe it lasted this long.
Uh-huh.
That being said, I'd eat it.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I would. It's like a tuna melt, but with a baked potato. Do you like tuna melts?
Yeah, but I don't want that with a baked potato. That's nasty.
I didn't want it to win, and I'm glad it lasted this long, but I would try a tuna and cheese baked potato. I'm not mad at it. Ugh. So I'm gonna get rid of broccoli cheddar because we're better than that. We're better. We can do better.
Okay.
Don't be sad.
I'm going to get rid of sausage and pepper twice baked sweet potato. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I'm not here for that either. I'm also not here for a fajita twice baked. Fajitas are overrated and I don't like twice baked potatoes.
And I'm getting rid of a black beans taco stuffed sweet potato. Okay.
I'm not mad at it, but yeah, I think it can go die. So here's where we're at. We're at Mexican, Cuban baked potato, barbecue baked potato, buffalo baked potato, pizza baked potato, chicken pot pie baked potato, pesto chicken stuffed sweet potato, barbecue tempeh stuffed sweet potato, and a spinach and feta stuffed sweet potato. I think we're to me, and I'm going to get rid of the barbecue tempeh stuffed sweet potato. Should have died a long time ago.
I'm getting rid of spinach and feta stuffed sweet potato.
I mean, you know what it is? It's a relationship I want to make work, but I know it's just not going to.
I don't want it.
I want it. And I think you're like, Kirk, why are you trying so hard? This relationship is doomed. I was like, I can make it work.
But if it wasn't a sweet potato, maybe it would work, but I don't like the sweet potato element.
Yeah. Okay. We're at Cuban baked potato, Mexican, barbecue baked potato, buffalo baked potato, pizza baked potato, chicken pot pie baked potato, pesto chicken stuffed sweet potato. I'm going to get rid of chicken pot pie baked potato.
And I'm getting rid of our last sweet potato, pesto chicken stuffed sweet potato.
Try it. Okay, maybe that's just because I love pesto so much, but I don't know. You might be right. I don't know if that goes with a sweet potato. That might be wrong.
I don't want it.
Okay, we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're at the top 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're at Mexican. We're at Cuban baked potato, which is a sweet potato.
Can that be a regular potato? Because it sounds so good.
Let's call it a regular potato.
Okay.
Potato, mojo sauce, sour cream, and carnitas.
That sounds incredible.
We're at a Mexican, which is pico de gallo, corn, black bean, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, cilantro. We're at a barbecued baked potato, pulled pork, grilled corn, green onions, barbecue sauce. We're at a buffalo baked potato, rotisserie chicken, buffalo sauce, blue cheese, celery. And then we're at a pizza baked potato, which is marinara, mozzarella, pepper, fresh basil, red pepper flakes. This is pretty good. So is it my turn?
I think it's your turn, maybe.
Because you got rid of the last sweet potato.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting rid of Mexican.
Great.
So we have Cuban baked potato, barbecue baked potato, buffalo baked potato.
I'm getting rid of buffalo.
but why?
Because nobody wants rotisserie chicken or celery on their baked potato. No, you don't.
I do. And rain.
No, you don't. I promise.
Oh, but I like chicken and I like
and
celery.
It has blue cheese dressing instead of blue cheese.
I'm not mad at it. Not mad at it. All right. God damn it. All right. We're at Cuban baked potato, barbecue baked potato, pizza baked potato. I'm getting rid of barbecue baked potato.
Good. I'm getting rid of pizza. And then Cuban is last.
Cuban is last.
But that sounds really good. Carnitas, sour cream, mojo sauce. Like, that sounds good.
That's really good. That's a really good. I haven't eaten all day. I'm getting this. I'm a little drunk. I'm eating this.
That sounds so delicious.
That sounds really good. I'm also kind of happy that pizza came in second because I think that's fun. Yeah. It would be fun. Then why didn't you get rid of it and we could have had second place?
Because there were so many bad ones. It just didn't happen yet.
They all needed to die. The Cuban baked potato, I think that's going to be real special. Yeah. All right.
That sounds so good.
I think we did our job here. I think we did the baked potato justice.
Me too. I think we did a good job.
I think we did a good job. Now, listen, it's 9 o'clock on a weekday. We're not fucking eating loaded potatoes, folks.
No, I can't, you guys. I'm sorry.
It's not happening. So we're going to skip a How's It Taste and we're going to go to What You Eatin'. We're going to close out the show as we do every show with a food recommendation, anything you're currently obsessing over or can recommend based on today's theme. I looked this up. This is a rec that I haven't done, but I didn't know you could do. Apparently, there is no need to wrap your potatoes in foil while baking. You can just as easily bake a potato on a baking tray lined with parchment paper without foil wrapped around them. However, if you do, you should brush some olive oil dressing to make the potato skin crispier and tastier.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. And I love the idea of putting olive oil on the potato skin because I want that skin crispy and tasty.
Me too. I agree.
So, yeah. So that's my rec. Don't put foil in it, parchment paper, olive oil, crispy skin, because no skinny, no eating.
I've mentioned this before. We mentioned this on the pod. I think we need to put a date night on the calendar.
We do.
Baked potato.
Because we also love jazz.
Because I don't really love jazz. But no,
fucker.
They have the broccoli and cheese potato back by popular demand after 44 years.
That's crazy.
They have an egg and maple ham potato.
No, give me some more. Give me some more.
They have a hot dog and sauerkraut potato. They have a marinated steak potato. That sounds good. They have a pizza one. They have a teriyaki chicken one, chicken parmesan, a buffalo blue chicken potato, a Philly cheesesteak potato.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I mean, and then they have a chef's nightly special. They have 34 different types of baked potatoes.
All right. We need to do that because I would eat a Philly cheesesteak baked potato. That sounds fucking great.
The problem with that space is you can't talk. It's so small. So you have to like watch the jazz while eating the baked potato. But I think it would still be fun.
You're preaching to the choir. I think that's fantastic. I don't have to talk to you and I can eat a baked potato and listen to jazz.
Yeah, we have to be kind of quiet, but I think we should do it.
That's literally every dad's fantasy. Going to a place, not talking to friends or family, eating food and listening to jazz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. We need to make that happen. We will make that happen. That's our show. You can find Food Fight anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you like our show, please subscribe, please share, please leave us a review. Whether you use Apple Podcasts to listen to us or you don't, but you do have an Apple ID and it's convenient for you to do so, please go give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like even more food content, go ahead and follow our Instagram page, The Food Fight Pod, where we have food pics, videos, clips from the show, and all our food polls. And if you have a question, comment, or just want to tell us how wrong we are, send us an email at foodfightthepod@gmail.com and we'll read it on the air. Or you can hit up Lindsay at
Lindsay Gentile on Instagram.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.